Welcome to The V Word. I'm your host, Carol Olson. The V Word is recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM. This week's show is a series in collaboration with Stacey Vicchetti, Ha Tran, and Sakia McKenzie. All three work at the Virginia Anti-Violence Project, as well as other community activities and groups that they're involved in. Welcome, Stacey, Ha, and Sakia. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol. Thanks, WRIR.
Yeah, it's good to be here this morning. Thank you.
All of you are here from the Virginia Anti-Violence Project, but you're also involved in some other local social justice and community awareness projects as well. So I look forward to hearing about all of them. But first, let's hear about your Pride and Safety event that you have coming up.
Pride is upon us. And unlike the rest of the country, Virginia Pride, which happens in Richmond, happens in September. So most of the rest of the country, like Pride Month nationally, is in June. And a lot of other states and cities have their parades and festivals in June. But historically, in Richmond, we just do things a little bit different. So
as always.
So ours is in September. And it's been a really intense year in terms of visibility and violence in queer and trans spaces, and particularly at the intersections of people's identities around diverse communities of color. Not that state-sanctioned violence is anything new in Latinx, Latina, Latino, or African-American, Black and brown communities, but the visibility of the police shootings that have happened this year and the conversations that are happening nationally related to police violence and the disproportionate impacts on communities of color, along with the shooting that happened in Orlando in June, have really increased the conversations in LGBTQ communities around conversations about violence and safety in a different way than I think really we've been talking about them in the past. And so a collaboration that the Virginia Anti-Violence Project has been concentrating on recently with our community partner, SONG. So SONG is a Southern organizing collective. The acronym is Southerners on New Ground. That's what SONG stands for. And they do organizing and justice work specifically through an LGBTQ, folks of color, working class, immigrant lens. And so I think a lot of what's happened is that because a lot of the narratives are driven in mainstream LGBTQ communities by white folks, frankly, when on the heels of Orlando, a lot of the safety talk in mainstream queer and trans communities was around an increased law enforcement presence at Pride this year. So now we're coming back around to the Pride, right? Sorry, that was connecting the dots a little bit, but
no, that's great. Thank
yeah,
you.
Sometimes that's sort of the intersectional work that we have to do. It takes a little bit longer to talk about. So if you deepen the conversation about a law enforcement presence at Pride, is that law enforcement doesn't actually increase safety for all of our community. It actually decreases safety for particular folks in our community, particularly folks of color. And so Southerners on New Ground and the Virginia Anti-Violence Project have been engaging in some intentional conversations with the folks that are planning Pride around how we navigate the complexities of some folks in our communities feeling safer when there's more police around and some folks feeling safer when police are not around.
Well, thank you, Stacey. Looks like we're out of time here on today's show, and I would love to continue that conversation about what it means to have police presence at some of our events. So on our longer show over at Community Conversations on Recovery, we'll be able to continue that conversation. And if you are going to attend Virginia Pride, it's September 24th at Browns Island. You can check out details on the Equality Virginia website or check in with Virginia Anti-Violence Project. And thank you so much, Stacey and Ha and Zakia, for being on the show today. Appreciate everything you're doing out there, and I look forward to having you back on the show for some upcoming V-Words. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The V-Word, a show talking about sexual and domestic violence. You can hear past shows on our blog, thevword.org, or follow us on Twitter, @PreventViolence. The V-Word is hosted by Carol Olson and recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. To learn more, donate, or volunteer, go to WRIR.org.